CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Come on, Bobby. Eat your lunch. Come on, come on, come on.
No, no, no.
Come on, come on. Scrambled eggs get cold.
Butter.
Huh? Oh, Aunt Effie, what is he saying? Do you know?
Oh, no, dear. I wasn't listening. I was writing to Dorothy to tell her we're back. And it just occurred to me that Thanksgiving is next week. What are we going to do about it?
Oh, Thanksgiving, yes. I hadn't even thought about it. Bobby, here. Now, come on and eat something. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know what's the matter with him. He doesn't seem to like anything I fix for him to eat.
Father!
What a tutor, do you suppose?
I don't know, dear.
Honestly, I'm beginning to wonder if I should have gone to Europe and been away from him so long when he's so little.
Oh, nonsense. What do you want to be? One of those mothers who feels her children shouldn't be out of her sight a minute?
Well, no, but it all seems so strange. Well. In just 3.5 months we've been gone, he's grown so.
No.
He's changed so in look, even I hardly recognize him. And I can't understand him. It gives me a weird feeling. He's not my child.
Well, he is, dear.
Oh, I just wonder if leaving him with his grandparents is such a good idea. They have certainly spoiled him. Now, come on, I want you to drink your milk, young man.
No,
yes.
No,
yes,
no.
Yes, 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 yes. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him just bracing himself and glaring at me. I'll bet Mother Piper has given in to him on everything.
You might as well get it. Probably for you, dear.
All right. Honestly. You drink your milk now. Hello?
Yes, we're back. Last Friday. Oh, just a wonderful trip. Well, I'd love to, Mary, but before I start getting social, I've got a disciplining job on my hands
Bobby,
here.
Come on. Now, come
yes,
on.
Yes, I know.
Milk.
Well, it's just Bobby.
Here's Dorothy Collins.
You say, nature and you so wonderfully young, and you young every day. You say.
Fall means more entertaining, more dishes to wash. Protect your hands with new formula Truché, the only leading popular priced hand lotion with silicone. Hands badly hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work need new formula Truché with its wonderful healing action. Truché with silicones forms a protective screen between you and the elements. Under that screen, Truché's beauty oils instantly moisturize, instantly start helping nature heal hurt, rough hands. Truché.
Truché. Every day, need Truché.
Heaven's sakes, calm down.
Well, I am exhausted. I do not know what to do with your son.
My son, I love that. He's always my son when he doesn't behave himself.
Well, I didn't mean it that way, dear. I'm sorry.
Honey, look, he's just a baby. He's 14 months old. You expect too much.
I expect him to eat. He won't eat anything.
Now, don't worry. Look how Betsy was when she was little. She didn't eat enough to keep a bird alive. And you worried and you fussed about it. Doctor said to forget it, don't you remember? If they're hungry, they'll eat.
Well, just the same.
Look how she was in Europe. You worried that she wouldn't eat any of the food over there? We couldn't even keep her filled up.
Yeah.
She's constantly starving, according to her. She ate everything. No sooner would she be through with a meal, she wanted an orange or a banana.
Well, we're talking about Bobby right now, and he won't eat anything. And before we went away, that was one problem I did not have. He ate everything. He's always been wonderful that way.
Well, I don't know. Kids change. They go through phases.
Well, going through phases is one thing. He was always such a sweet baby, darling. He really was. And now, even at 14 months, he is absolutely incorrigible.
Oh, Bobby. How could a child at that age be incorrigible?
Well,
it sounded as though he were on his way to being a juvenile delinquent.
Well, he always got into things from the moment he got around. But when I slapped his little hand and said no, he knew I meant no.
Yeah?
He doesn't know the meaning of the word no anymore. Only when he says it.
What do you mean?
Well, I was doing up the lunch dishes. He ate nothing, by the way. And Aunt Effie was the one who saw him, and she yelled. He had gotten into the cupboard that has the household ammonia and the silver polish and all those things that are poison. So, of course, I grabbed him and scolded him.
Well, you shouldn't keep those things where he can get at them.
He pushed his high chair over and managed to climb up on that. Don't ask me how. We didn't see him.
He did?
And I would just...
He did, really? My God, you know, that's pretty darn remarkable for a kid of his age. Shows he's got a spirit of adventure. He's got a curious mind. Probably grow up to be a scientist.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't start understanding the word no. He isn't going to live long enough to grow up and go to kindergarten.
Now, listen. Boys always get into things.
Well, I know that.
You have to keep things that are dangerous out of his reach.
Dear, I can't keep the household ammonia and the silver polish down in a safety deposit box at the bank.
Well,
he also has to learn the meaning of the word no.
Well, of course he does. I don't know what you're so worried about. Oh, he's just a baby, really.
Well, maybe a baby, but he knows what he wants and he knows how to get it. Do you know what he did when I said no, 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 and took the silver polish away from him?
Huh?
He lay down on the floor and kicked his feet and screamed at the top of his lungs and then beat his head against the floor.
Beat his head? Beat his... Well, didn't he hurt himself?
I think so. I hope so.
You hope so?
I just walked right around him and let him scream. He stopped after about 20 minutes.
20 minutes? You let that little fella beat his head for 20 minutes?
What did you want me to do? Pick him up and cuddle him and tell him it's all right to eat silver polish if he likes it?
Well, no, but... Now, what are you leading up to?
Now, don't get mad at me, dear.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Go on.
You're tightening your jaw already.
All right. I'll untighten my jaw. Now, what are you trying to say?
Well, now, don't get me wrong, darling. I couldn't have gone to Europe if your mother hadn't been nice enough.
It's my mother's fault.
Look, I love your mother. I really do. We've always gotten along fine.
You're blaming my mother.
Really. I don't know what she's done to Bobby, but he won't eat anything I fix. I don't know what she's given him.
My mother.
But he doesn't like my food, and he apparently has been so spoiled for these past 3.5 months.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
After all, to
blame my mother.
Well, now, apparently your mother and your dad have let him get away with anything that he wanted to do, dear.
Well, now, listen, let me tell you something. Well, if there's anything wrong with Bobby, it is our fault, not theirs, because I'll tell you one thing. Mother and Dad never let me get by with a thing, never.
Well, dear.
Told you a million times how strict they were with me. Too strict, I think. Why, one time, you know something? I had to eat in the kitchen. I had to eat in the kitchen for a whole month. Just because I said I hate string beans. Yes.
Well, I believe it's well known that grandparents indulge their grandchildren far more than they ever did their children.
Not mine. Not mine. No, sir.
Well, I'm sure. And if he's trying to get him to eat his dinner. Do you want to take over?
Yes, by golly. All right, I will. Perhaps we men will understand each other.
Well, here's your daddy. Here's your daddy. He's taking over.
Now, what's the trouble, son, huh? Too many women, huh?
Too much grandparents. That's the trouble.
Yeah, he wants his daddy. That's what he wants. Yeah, now, what's the trouble, huh?
The trouble is he won't eat anything. I don't know what he wants.
Well, you're all yelling at him. No wonder the poor kid is upset.
All right, we won't yell. You take over. You've had no milk at all today. None.
Well,
nothing to eat.
All right, now, look here, son. You always loved milk. Here. Toto, what's that mean?
I don't know. That's what I said. I can't understand what he wants. And then he has another. Toto.
And he keeps saying tutter, whatever that means.
What do you want to eat, son, huh? Opke.
Oh, that sounds like opke. He said that several times. I don't know what that means either. Opke. I'd made kind of a list. What did I do with it here somewhere? I thought maybe I'd call your mother.
You are not calling my mother now.
But I don't know what he wants, dear. He has always loved squash before, for example. And now, look, he won't even touch it.
Oh, yes, he will. Sure, he'll touch it. Now, look, here. Yeah.
I'll be careful.
Let Daddy feed you now.
Let's see.
Here. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, so good. Now, come on. Open your mouth. Open it.
Look at
my suit. Get a sponge.
Shall I call your mother?
Yes, call my mother.
We return to the couple next door in just a moment. What's the difference between network radio, specifically CBS network radio, and just radio? Well, here's what you might call a loaded answer, one loaded with plain facts. Looking back at the memorable Khrushchev visit to the United States, we note that CBS Radio scheduled 268 news, public affairs, and special events broadcasts, spanning the two-week period. Right there is a vital difference between CBS Network Radio and just radio. Listeners to this station literally followed every footstep in the Russian visit. CBS News is a tremendous plus, putting this station of the CBS Radio Network far out front around the clock. Add the different sound of evening comedy time, starring Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, Amos and Andy, and Bob and Ray, the delightful sound of Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore, Art Linkletter, and Pat Buttram in the daytimes, the winning 7 daytime serials, and you've added in more of the ingredients that make the CBS radio brand of network radio different, distinctive, and definitely superior. Suggestion, keep tuned to the Stars address.
Yes, yes, and then what is something that sounds like off-key? Oh, uh-huh. Oh, yes. Bobby's a darling. Yes, well, we wondered what some of the... Uh-huh. Well, you were wonderful to him. I can see that. Yes, just a second. Yes. Hold on. Aunt Effie?
Yes?
Where's the father of our problem, Tom?
He went up to take a shower and get all the cloth washed out of his hair.
No, I'm out of the shower. I'm coming right down.
Well, come on down. Your mother's on the phone and wants to talk to you.
Oh, did you find out what things are?
Oh, yes. He'll be right here, Mother. He was taking a shower. And he's coming down the stairs now.
Daddy, you're... Oh, you grab him, grab him. He's going to pull over that baby.
No, he isn't. I've got him at the seat of his pants.
Well, before you talk to your mother, I just want to inform her that off-key means ice cream. Todo, todo means chocolate soda. Tutter means sugar, which she says he likes on everything. Just plain todo means chocolate milk. He no longer likes plain milk. Tate is cake. Oopie is cookie. Annie is candy. Oppie-wop means lollipop. What? And let's see what else.
You mean my mother gave him all that sweet stuff? Why, she was so darn fussy with me.
Well, I didn't say a thing to her. I just got the translation. That's all. Yes, Patty ate his pancakes. He wanted them every morning with Abba sub, which is maple syrup.
Why, my mother...
Well, that's grandparents for you.
Mother!
Now, don't say anything to her. It won't do a bit of good.
Mother, we just wondered if maybe he should have had so much sweet stuff. I know he's a darling, Mother.
Bobby! No, don't rip up the newspaper.
Yes.
Now, you may want Grandma, but from now on, you've got your mother and father to cope with. Now, you put that paper down. No. No, no, no.
Well, all I can say is I hope I live long enough to see you two with your grandchildren.
No,
it'll be the same old story.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Madeline Pierce, and is produced by Walter Hart.